Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Russellville Indians. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Kyle McAravey of the News Tribune. And before Kyle and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of his conversation with Russellville head coach Tim Rulo.
The biggest thing is just there's still a lot of growth out there, right? There's still a lot of potential, especially offensively, and what we can do. Again, as we get more healthy, as we feel more comfortable with the offense, I think there's just a lot of things that we can do. And so you want to stay, humble and hungry, right? You want to stay within yourself, not trying to do too much, and then staying hungry to continue to get better. Mm. One, I want to give credit to the players for just their continued willingness to work hard. I mean, if that's something you can mention the most, I think, because that's, again, it's easy for players to, there's a lot going on, right? I mean, you're talking about 14 through 18 year old kids with a ton going on in their life outside of football, and for them to stay committed and wanting to the process of continuing to get better, like, that's huge. And so we want to give them a big shout out. I think, where does that stem from? I mean, I like to think that, right, that the coaching staff is working hard. The players are starting to see our vision for what we're wanting to do. They're starting they started to materialize a little bit with some wins and some growth points. And so all that just kind of causes almost a revolution of sorts, right? It keeps revolving and growing and snowballing and keeps getting better. And so, and I think guys are starting to figure it out. And you just love those aha moments as a coach, right? That's just what's so good. And so, we'll just keep getting better and keep improving. But yeah, I would agree. I feel like the growth that I've seen from week one to now has been outstanding, and don't want it to stop, right? You don't ever want it to stop. Really, we were really honest with our guys. We just need to finish really well. I mean, I think, we can be very satisfied. We've gotten two wins, an away win, a home win, a homecoming win. We can be very satisfied, and we could easily just kind of pack this thing in and say, hey, we're the best ever in school history and just be done with it. And I really challenge the guys to just continue to stay hungry and see what's out there in terms of what more they can do. And just to continue to press on with this ability to continue growing. And that's really what we want, right? You could look ahead and talk about the teams we're playing and their records and things like that. But in reality, that shouldn't matter. What should matter is, hey, I have this ability to have, personal pride that I want to go and finish well. And that's really what we want these guys to be able to do over these next couple of weeks of the regular season. Mm-hmm. I mean, their games the last 2 weeks against Crystal City and El Dorado Springs have been really strong games for them, right? And they definitely have played much better. And so really for us, man, it's just simply a matter of we've got to be able to not let them be in the game, right? I mean, you can't let them – I've always said in games like this, this is where the little things – like taking care of the football, creating takeaways, getting explosive plays are so important. Because if not, if you give them a chance for them to believe that they're in the game, that's when you never know, right? Then you never know what the outcome is going to be. But because, again, the last week was 28-16. The week before that was 22-8, and it was a close game. So they're playing a lot better. And so we just have to go and take care of business ourselves and make sure that we're ready to go.
All right, that was Russellville head coach Tim Rulo. And Kyle, we thought that last week might be a chance for a victory for the Indians. Turned out to be exactly that, 134-28 against Paris. So general takeaways from the game from you.
The first thing was just, seemed pretty nice to get the win on homecoming.
Sure.
Got to enjoy it in front of the home fans for the first time in program history.
Yeah.
So that was a big step, I think, for the program as a whole.
Yeah.
Overall, I'd say it was probably the Indians' best game offensively, which makes sense a little bit, as we talked about last week, kind of getting away from those super tough opponents that the Indians had been playing. So, the offense looked a bit better, the defense looked a bit better, as it does when you're playing an opponent that's a little less than the top teams that
absolutely
we're facing.
Yeah. The good news is, especially, I mean, it's all good news at this point because you get a win, you improve to 2-4, that's good. But the good news is sometimes with young programs, which they still are, sometimes the hardest thing to do is win games where you're expected to win. You know, it's hard to get in that point of, you know, when you're so young and you have so many hurdles and you're still kind of in your infancy, every game you kind of come in as the underdog and you just go, oh, everything's just gravy at this point. Well, sometimes you come into those games and people look at it and go, okay, but yeah, based on the matchup, you should win this one. Sometimes that's tough to do if you haven't done that before. So good on them for being able to actually execute and pull out a victory when you're expected to pull out a victory.
Well, yeah, and especially this was something Coach Rowe and I had talked about before, but, you know, when you haven't been in the position to win many games in program history, just the second one.
Sure.
So, you know, when you come in and especially if you're maybe leading at halftime or you've got a lead late in the second half, you know, you don't really know what that's supposed to feel like, right?
Right.
Or how excited to get, how focused you still need to be, all of that can kind of, you know, it's different than when you're down 3 scores.
Sure.
You know, 2 or 3 scores like
right.
they have been the past few games. And, it was a good step for the Indians to be able to close out that game and hold on.
And even more differential from the standpoint of your other win this season was kind of an easy one. You know, I think you look back at week one, you went 40-6. So those games are sometimes easy to win because they're determined early or you're playing with a lead the whole game long. This was a game where, you know, it's a 1-score game at the end of the game. So that means you had to do things kind of consistently throughout and kind of be able to kind of protect a lead when maybe it was, you know, it was tight. So again, playing with being able to win a game you're expected to, but also playing with a lead and keeping that lead, sometimes that's another important growing step for young programs.
Well, yeah, and, you know, Russellville was able to add on in the second half, which I think was a big thing
Sure. Offensively.
You know, you can't just go into halftime with a lead and say, all right, that's it.
Right.
You got to be able to keep your foot on the gas, keep it going. And
sure.
We were able to do that.
Yep.
You know, Paris looked a bit better in the second half. They made some adjustments and were able to score late to get it within one possession. You know, force an onside kick with under a minute left, you know, just to try to stay in. And honestly, you know, Paris's coach used their final timeout with right before the 2-point conversion on their last touchdown, which, you know, then when he didn't recover the onside kick afterward, allowed Russellville to nail it out with, I think, like a minute 40
okay.
or something left. You know, it just gave them enough time that they didn't need to get a first down.
Sure.
So there was a little bit of, you know, Russellville got a little bit of help with at least with that last decision. But with the way they'd been running the ball all game, you know, I think they were averaging about 5 yards a carry, so saying
you expect they'd be able to pick up one more first down when they needed to, probably.
Right, yeah. Saying that you couldn't just, you know, run up the middle 3 times and get that first down anyways.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. The good news for the Indians is, like I said, now they're 2-4. I think there's a very real chance they go to 3-4 after this week, just because you're going to be traveling to Sherwood for a 7 o'clock Friday night game. Sherwood 0-7 on the season, so you know I think we kind of talked about it a little bit last week, but you know what? You're closing out the regular season at Sherwood, who's 0-7, and then you go next week to Slater, and you know they're 0-6 on the season. So you know this all of a sudden starts to become a thing where you got the win last week that you really needed to get. Now we're looking at the very real possibility that by the end of the regular season, you're right back at 4-4. And you know, if I told you at the beginning of the season, hey, Russellville, you're going to be 4-4, I think a lot of people around the program would have said, hey, we'll take that. You know, so now you got to take care of business. And the first step is Sherwood. So how tough a task is that going to be? You know, tell me a little bit about them or what, you know, Coach Rulo is thinking about them from the standpoint of sometimes, you know, the most dangerous teams are the winless teams. So, you know, what do we expect from Sherwood maybe this week?
Well, you know, Sherwood's had their struggles as a program pretty much, I mean, almost the last decade.
Okay.
You know, they only have 2 wins as a program since 2015.
Okay.
So it's been a consistent struggle.
Yeah.
They've looked a lot better their last couple games, at least, you know, score-wise and looking at film. But they're averaging 6.9 points per game.
Okay.
They've only scored multiple times in 2 games. One of those was last week. And then they're averaging 44-ish points allowed. And that came a lot early in the season. They gave up 50, 47, 52, 48, 60 in their first 5 games. Like, that kind of builds up the last.
Now, to be fair, you know, there are losses to teams that you know, people might be very familiar with from the standpoint of, you know, people who've, you know, been around programs. You know, they're playing up a lot of these games, but you're talking about, you know, you're talking about the Lafayette Counties of the world. You're talking about Warsaw. You're talking about you know, Butler and teams like that. So it's not like they've just been playing anybody's. But yes, you're right. They have been mostly lopsided results. So from the standpoint of, yeah, you know, is there, you know, there's really not a close game on the schedule with the exception of, you know, last week's 28-16 loss to El Dorado Springs. Mm-hmm. So yes, it has been fairly lopsided for them this whole season.
And yeah, like you mentioned, their schedule's been tough. It's not like they're, you know, losing 60-6 against scrub teams or
right.
something.
Right.
So
sure.
They have been improving the last couple weeks. They've looked a bit better. The offense has been moving a bit better, at least statistically. Looks like this will be kind of the first time Russellville's faced a pass-first opponent in
okay.
a while.
It's okay.
A little bit of a change for the Indians' defense, but it seems like Coach Rulo thinks that might have just been because of how those scores have looked. You know, at a certain point, you can't run the ball all
sure.
the time if you're losing by four scores.
Right.
So they've been kind of a pass-focused team, but that might not be the case, you know, if this game stays kind of close.
True. You know, the other thing, too, is I think sometimes just from the standpoint of, I don't know, keeping kids engaged, which I don't think there's probably any problem with that, but from the standpoint of sometimes it's just nice to see something a little bit different. So, yeah, if you are going to see a team that's pass first, sometimes it's just nice to get out of the same old, so you're not in it just getting too relaxed or too comfortable or doing things, you know, the same time over and over and over again. So, you know, sometimes it's nice to be put in an instance where you've got to try to play a little bit differently and react a little bit differently to what the game brings to you.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be different lining up defensively against, you know, against Sherwood than it would last week against Paris, who just runs the ball up the middle most every play.
Right, right.
So it's just, you get to try out some different things, you go against some different looks. It should be, you know, at least an interesting change for Russellville's defense.
Absolutely. All right, I guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast. And how do you think this one plays out on Friday night?
You know, I'll say I think Russellville's going to get it done again. I'd go, you know, 21-8-ish, maybe. Hard to predict that Sherwood's going to put up more than one score when they haven't
right.
all year. So
right.
I'll stick around there.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Kyle McArabia, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.